Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, all in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly. Recap in the week that was on this Valentine's Day. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell joining the Ralphie Show. We start with Selena Gomez, who recently wrapped up a stint in rehab. Andrew, what is the magazine hearing about why Selena was in rehab?
Well, her friends are saying that she needed to just call off her toxic relationship with Justin Bieber, and that all of his antics recently have just caused her so much stress and turmoil in her life that she needed to take some time. So she went to a very luxurious retreat in Arizona and spent 2 weeks there. Her rep is denying that it was for drugs or alcohol, but she definitely was going through a very tough time, and those close to her are saying it's because of Justin.
And of course, she posted the photo on Instagram after she left rehab. She's holding the wine glass, so maybe it wasn't drugs and alcohol. A lot of different reports. Again, we wish Selena nothing but the best. We're talking about all single ladies on this Valentine's Day with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Miley Cyrus is one of them. Who did she recently try to hook up with, though, Andrew?
Well, she was keeping it close to home, trying to sleep with her sister's boyfriend.
Oh, come on.
His name is Sam Hancock. Dated her sister, her half-sister, Brandy, from 2008 to 2010. Sources close to her said that she tried to go after the boyfriend. I don't know if I'd really want, you know, my sibling dating somebody that I've dated.
Miley ended up getting nowhere with this.
It's not like she's come out publicly dating Sam Hancock, but it seems like she's always shadowing her sister, and her sister's kind of getting fed up with it.
Yeah, that'll happen with some famous siblings. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Taylor Swift, we haven't heard about her dating anyone in quite some time, Andrew. Why is this?
Well, it seems like she's fearing that she's undateable. She's, of course, famously burned exes, and I think that she's created a reputation in Hollywood now where people are fearful of dating Taylor Swift. And we have quotes from Patty Stanger, who, of course, is on Millionaire Matchmaker, and she gives advice to Taylor in the magazine, saying that she's, you know, with her track record, her stock value goes down. It's like if she's going to keep dissing these exes, she's going to have a difficult time, and she might, as she fears, wind up a crazy cat lady.
Oh, boy. But, you know, then again, you look at her Vine account and her Instagram account, and she might already be maybe not at that status, but on her way to it, right?
Absolutely.
She is very talented, and we're looking forward to hearing some new music from her this year, even if she doesn't burn any exes in those songs. That'll be interesting to hear. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
You too.